Before ending our tour, let me present you with the oldest religious temple in Saint-Jean, and one of the oldest Anglican places of worship in Quebec. The St. James Church was built in 1816. The building is comprised of splendid stained glass, of which the oldest was imported from England in 1865. The cemetery used to surround the church, and it entombs the bodies of soldiers, as well as personalities who played an important part in the city, including Mr. Nelson Mott, the first mayor of Saint-Jean. We can see in this district many residences whose construction goes up in the middle of the 19th century. Jacques Cartier Street formerly bore the name Busby. You can see a little further on, the same side as the church, the MacDonald House, or the old McGuinness House, at the 164, 166, and 168 Jacques Cartier, and further to the 138, the Mott's House. It is Samuel Mott, farmer and a loyalist from Vermont, which settles here with his son Ephraim, who devotes himself to the trade and maintains the ferry boat between Saint-Jean, said Dorchester, and Iberville, said Christieville. Thereafter, it is his son Nelson Mott who will become, in 1848, the first mayor of the village of Saint-Jean. The McGuinness House, also called the MacDonald House, was built in 1828 and sheltered the seigneurial officer Richard Broadhead McGuinness. Thereafter, it is the family of Duncan MacDonald who moves in 1877, who will become also the mayor of Saint-Jean at the end of the 19th century. It is easy to believe that if you lived in either of these two houses, you could be mayor by now. I now invite you to carry on your way up to our starting point, the old train station that houses the tourist information office of Haute Richelieu, with the hope that you will continue to uncover the many treasures that are yours to discover in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu.